Shut up! The footy's on Triple M!
This is Triple M Footy's mini match of the round. Now, get ready for the first quarter.
So the players set here. It's been a long off-season. They've trained hard.
Oh, a bit of mind games going on. So Brad Hill trying to choose what wing he wants because there's a clear matchup that they're trying to get with him. So he's tried to swap wings a couple of times with Mason Wood, so he didn't get that matchup.
Umpire holds the ball aloft. Round one for both Geelong and St Kilda. Last time the Saints won here, 1999. They're going to have to buck the trend for McDonald's and Ream Hot Water. Triple M rocks footy. Ball down, still there. Taken to the turf. And we'll have an all early stoppage.
Marshall slaps down at ground level. Bonner tries to track it. A lot of numbers around the pool. Still in dispute. Wilkie comes in. Rides a bump. Hand pass off to Phillip. Who hand pass over the big man Marshall. Dropping the ball. So the Cats, the umpire said, play on. Quick kick out of the pack. Duncan will fly on forward 50 for the Cats, but didn't mark. Higgins swooped on it and just pumps a 50-metre ball to half forward for the Saints. A vacant goal square. Grabbed by the big man, Membry. Long bomb and he's got it. Membry gets the first goal. And a vacant forward 50 sees an open goal directly in front. One straight goal the Saints, one behind the Cats. And that's on the Triple M Bunnings trade scoreboard.
Well, Sarah, not bad conversion. First inside 50, first goal for St Kilda. We saw Geelong setting up so high and so well. Just shows if you can get it through that first line of defence, how much space there'll be out the back.
Absolutely, and it was that quick thinking from Jack Higgins. We know he's so crafty and speedy, but the ability just to put that ball on his boot, he thumped it about 60 metres to Tim Membry and a great finish.
Bob Jones, T-Marts, Mickey.
Gee, how flat the supporters down here, because they've had most of the attacking zone and dominated the ball, the Cats. They go down Membry. That's a confident blister for him. So big goal for the Saints.
Cordy with a spoil on the outer wing. Atkins, Hemel sideways. Here's the captain, Dangerfield. Accelerates and then belts it half forward. Beautifully weighted ball. Finds Ollie Henry, who massages a kick out wide. And Dempsey has leaped his way forward and takes the mark 40 metres out on a 45.
Well, they want to hit this better than the last two he's kicked. He's had two shockers, so hopefully he's got his eye in from that one and takes his time for the set shot here.
It's on the mark.
Effective disposals, Heath, for Ollie Dempsey so far in this match?
Zero.
Running at 0%. So this one would just settle the nerves. Had a few shots on goal that have been very gettable. Well, no, it's round one. There's a lot of nerves. There's a lot of anticipation in the air.
Well, yeah, I'm nervous, Tim.
But this one could really settle the young man and set him on his way. He loads up from 43, loves it off the boots.
Okay.
And the Cats finally break through. They're 1-3-9. The Saints 1-2-8. Triple M Bunnings trade scoreboard.
Well, again, Geelong were just able to generate that extra there. It was Liam Stocker and the Saints having to come up and press the mark, which allowed Ollie Dempsey just to run freely just inside 50 and, again, finding himself free with the ball.
Heath, for the Red Zeds, what's time in forward half? It feels like it's spent a lot of time in Geelong's forward half, and that's the first time they've hit the front.
Yeah, certainly are. Looking after the new Joel Selwood stand, 11 inside 50s to 5, 67% time in their forward half so far.
It's Riley Bonner again. Been prestigious in this opening term. His first hit out with the Saints. Possession number 9. He goes short, finds Ross, who's got another option. That's that man Henry.
Ooh,
so busy. Jeepers. Almost got tunnelled. No whistle coming from the umpire. The tackle laid. Ball knocked out. Cameron barges his way through and then massages one into the grass. He's got close there, right on 50. Hemel's inside. Wasn't meant for Cameron, but he pickpockets. Fires a goal! And Jez has got his first for 2024.
Oh, not bad.
He was tucked in on the boundary. Could hardly see daylight. Not sure it was his ball, Kate, but he made it count. The Cats 2-3-15, Saints 1-5-11, Triple M Bunnings trade scoreboard.
Well, he certainly did, and he's the player that I'm so excited about watching in 2024. We saw him essentially get taken out of the game last year by his own player when he was really poorly knocked out at this very venue and had a really bad shoulder injury for the rest of the season and had that obviously operated on over the off-season, and I just cannot wait to see what he can produce. If he keeps doing things like that, he's going to be back to his 2022 form. But Henry's come off looking very sore after that collision.
Bob Jane Tiemarts, Miggy.
Yeah, he clashed with Clark and he came off. He's got a corky, winded. He should be okay, Henry. Yeah, he's walking around now, so that's good. A lot of players walking off the ground, going to Young Bruin too, so that call could be on at quarter time.
From McDonald's and Remo Water, Triple M Rocks footy. Siren goes, quarter time here at GMHBA Stadium. An exciting first term. 2-3-15 the Catters and 1-5-11 are the Saints.
For Ream Hot Water and McDonald's,
Triple M Rocks footy.
Shut up! The footy's on Triple M!
This is Triple M Footy's mini match of the round. Now, get ready for the second quarter.
Let's get the second term underway for McDonald's and Ream Hot Water. Triple M rocks footy. Ream Hot Water built tough for Aussie conditions when it comes to water heating. There's only one option. Ask your plumber to install a ream. As the Sharon's up in the night sky, tapped down by Marshall. Players diving and being flung around everywhere. Henry off the square. That's Liam Henry for the Saints, but it's a free kick. A fend off too high. They'll take the advantage. Here's Bruin in game 50. Good to see him back on the park. Got it out to Dempsey. Creative sidestep. Pushes it inside 50 and close. Pulls down the mark. 35 out on a very slight angle.
Well, I've had a bit to say about Dempsey's ball use, but that was fantastic on that occasion. He just threaded the needle. There wasn't really a whole lot of room to work with and put it just right where it needed to be for Brad Close to get up and get over the hands of Wayne Miller.
Jack, back 3 metres. You're coming.
But just the 21 goals last season for Bradley Close. A bit under par compared to 2022. He'll be looking to hit the scoreboard a bit more this year. He leans back and he's made no mistake. Caps fans love that. They move to 3-3-21. Saints 1-5-11. Triple M Titanium Caravan scoreboard.
Yeah, great start from Geelong for this first part of the second quarter. As you mentioned, Kate Dempsey, when he's given space and time, it's when he's most dangerous. Again, naturally, you don't have as much pressure on you, but just being able to hit that ball, it's Mason Wood a couple of times has just lost him, giving him a few extra metres. So if I was him, I'd be keeping a close eye and pulling the pin on that distance that he's allowing.
Lincoln looks inside, a lot of one-on-ones.
Play on.
So he hangs onto the footy. Now the umpire just demands that he's got a kick, and the lead to the boundary line, about 40 out, came from Jeremy Cameron. He sprinted from the pack and marked on his chest.
1 metre towards me. Stand now. Two more.
I reckon he'll go around the corner here, lining up like he's just going to run a nice arc, throw it on that left of his.
Thank you. Stop.
Harvey Norman replay here. Jeremy Cameron just leans over and grabs a quick sip of water while he's waiting for it.
He runs around, hooks across the body. He's kicked one ripper already. I reckon he's got his second. Both goals from the boundary line. Oh, the harder the better for Jeremy. 4-4-28 Geelong. St Kilda 1-5-11. And the Triple M Titanium Caravan scoreboard, 7 minutes second term.
Well, Joel Selwood's got his stand, but I reckon Jez is just using tonight to work out which one of his is going to be the pocket, because we've seen a fantastic drop punt down here on the broadcast wing towards that new stand. And then on this side, bread and butter for him, really. You can tell as soon as he's got the ball in his hands on that left-hand side, he's going to run a beautiful arc, does so, and then just has great connection with the football and kicks a snap.
First quarter from Bonnet brings it back into Stocker, who marks true centre-half back for the Saints. And pass back to Bonner this time, an ill-directed kick. On straight into the arms of Myers. Hand pass off to Dempsey. Dubbies around one. 45 out. The young man. He fires and puts it through. Oh, look at the smile that's developed right across his head. A very, very happy person. And the Cats are on fire in this second term. They're 5-5-35. St Kilda 1-5-11. 10.5 minutes in the second term. Triple M Titanium Caravan scoreboard.
Well, Katie might have been a little bit rough early on, but he's on fire at the moment. Dempsey, again, just Saints. It was that lack of control with their ball movement coming out of their defensive half. The entire team had spread across the ground, and an inaccurate kick just allowed Geelong to get that turnover. Use that run and carry, and Ollie Dempsey getting a great finish just inside the 40-metre arc.
Saints desperately trying to stay in the game at the moment because the Cats are all over them. Kick to Marshall in the middle. Hand pass Ross. Hand pass Crouch. Can they get a bit of run? Hand pass Winhager.
Contact.
And he got caught high.
Contact.
Caught high.
St Kilda.
And you'll get the free kick.
Time back on Stan
just
Patrick.
On the offensive side of the centre square.
One.
About 70 from the Saints goal.
He sticks it inside 50. Why not? The big reach from Big Max King. He's clunked at 40 out. Very slight angle. Kicking to the left of your dial.
Correct.
Yeah, and you can see again exactly what Saints were trying to do. It's use that ball movement, the run and carry through the corridor. Again, if they've got the chance to get that ball just outside 50 and actually execute inside to hit that target, they get a good look at goal.
So a lot of injury last year for Big Max. Just kicked the 28 majors. He leans back from 48. He has flushed it. High fives all around for Max. He's thrilled to the back teeth. And the Saints get their second. They're 2-5-17. The Cats 5-5-35. Triple M Titanium Caravan Scoreboard.
Definitely a bit of a breakdown in their defence there, Geelong. So Windhager had that. It wasn't exactly a real quick passage of play compared to what we've seen tonight, but it was a held up ball, and Max King didn't, on the same token, offer a extremely sort of aggressive or hard lead. He just sort of waltzed into a little bit of space, and I'm not sure if his direct opponent was Zach Tui, but he was the next closest, and he was at least 5 to 6 metres away from the big forward, and you don't offer Max King space like that.
The next link of the chain, he takes it at 70, pops it into the pocket. King flies. Couldn't quite. Brought it to ground. A little bump there came from DeConing. It's back with Sharman. He gets it out the back door, around the corner, inside 50, and Membry takes the mark deep in the pocket. 20 metres out from goal.
And that came from pressure. We said how poor Saints pressure had been up until probably the last 4 or 5 minutes of this quarter, and they're finally getting the pressure, meaning they can generate some of those forward half turnovers and go back inside 50.
The first goal of the game, Timmy Membry. A lot to offer this Saints outfit. He'd love a goal here. He goes the check side. The goal umpire does not move. Watched it sail straight over the yellow cap. Saints get two on the bounce. They're 3-5-23. The Cats 5-5-35. Triple M Titanium Caravan Scoreboard.
And you spoke about pressure, Kate, but it's also that work rate that started with Wanganeen Miller in that back half. And then just for Saints to be able to work the outside of the coast, allowing Geelong's defenders having to peel up one and one, leaving Max King on his own in that 50. Again, that pressure around the source as soon as the ball hit the deck and ground ball. Again, Tim Membry, just a great work rate from him to make sure that he's holding his position as that key forward.
Red Zed landing stats. First 12 minutes of this quarter, St Kilda's pressure factor was down to 107. The lowest it can possibly go is 75. Last 5 minutes, 264. Both of those goals coming from turnover.
Clark for Geelong kicks outside defensive 50. Oh, good leap in mid-air from Holmes. Rode a bump and then Hamper hung onto the footy. Hamper's O'Connor. Another one to Duncan was brilliant. Geelong a kick towards half forward. It's on the deck, the footy. Hand Graham, nice hands outside the pack to Myers. Myers kicks the full forward. Dempsey! Oh! This young man is just having a bit of fun. Footy's fantastic. And he's marked this about 30 metres out on a slight angle.
Bit of a defensive error from Wanganeen Miller there. Just got no body of his opponent. Completely lost touch of where Dempsey has gone. I love his confidence. He's great at running off. But in that situation, when you're one-on-one with a forward, you've got to draw some body, at least make some connection so you know where they are. Don't just let them have a run and jump at the ball when you're sitting under it.
Kick one on the first and one in this second term. Go for his third goal. Ollie Dempsey settles for the Cats. To the player's stand, into the ground, and he slots it home. He's got three. You reckon the Cats have just found another one. 6-5-41. A Geelong 3-5-23 St Kilda.
Stocker on the up to King. It's just got grass in front of him, so he kicks it there. Henry arrives on the scene first, picks up. Went the don't argue on Stewart. Pops it out in front. Oh, Higgins had his head cleanly ripped off. It doesn't matter. Filippo gets the job done. It looked messy for a moment for the Saints, but Filippo from 20 out snaps and gets the job done. Margin back to 14 points on the Triple M Titanium Caravan Scoreboard.
Yeah, it was great scrappy footy there from Saints. Max King, I reckon, If he had that kick again, he'd be putting it towards the goals, because Liam Henry was one out. He was at least 10 metres ahead of his opponents with the leg speed, but it just went towards the left of the ground. Again, he followed up his work, got the ground ball as a big key forward, gave it off, and then a great finish in front of goal. Oh, there you go, Philippou, was it? Yeah, he had a great kick, a little snap around the body.
It's going to go the way of O'Connor. He's going to come back inside, though, backwards on the 45, and just beats the clock and finds Graham Myers 45 metres out on a 45.
And if you're saying to be disappointed with that awareness or time and clock awareness there, it was just a short 15-metre kick in from the boundary that's now allowed Graham Myers to have a shot on goal.
Won't favour him, though, having to go straight over the mark. He likes to hook it.
He loves the hook, doesn't he, Kate? You can't do that here. The umpire's standing behind him. Good look at this one from the box. He starts it right. And as you said, K-Mac, well, a little bit of a sound effect there too, was it? Who was that?
Who did that?
That says it all. It's halftime here at GMHBA. An all-star cast here with Sarah Hoskin, Kate McCarthy, Barry Denner on sound effects, as well as play-by-play. Mickey Roberts down on the boundary for Bob Jane Seamarts. Timmy Solly here, just trying my best. And at halftime, it's the Cats leading by 6-7-43 over the Saints, 4-6-30.
Fareem Hot Water and McDonald's.
Triple M Rock Footy.
Shut up! The footy's on Triple M!
This is Triple M Footy's mini match of the round. Now, get ready for the third quarter.
For McDonald's and Ream Hot Water, Triple M Rocks footy. Geelong, the home side, will go to the Joel Selwood stand to the left of our broadcast position in this third term. Bounces good. They lead it by 13 points. Stanley and Marshall. Marshall got a hand on it. Dangerfield read it best. Hand passed out towards his teammate in Bruin, who goes to ground on the wing. Windhager right with him for the Saints. Got up with the footy, but then couldn't get boot to ball. Spills underneath him. They pile in on the top of the young man, and the umpire, no choice but to come in and ball it up on the outer side wing.
From the stoppage at 16 in the first half, goes towards King. Good pressure came there to Coning. Well done, King. Got back to his feet, then sinks the left slipper into it. Top of the square. Ball off hands. Shark Wilson, his first goal in AFL. And he's grinning like a Cheshire cat. Look at the young man. He loves it. And the first goal of this third term goes the way of the Saints. They're 5-7-37. The Cats 6-10-46. Triple M Beacon Trade scoreboard.
Well, you couldn't be positioned much better if you're playing the role of a small forward. The ball went to the top of the square. They brought the ball front and centre, and he was there to kick his first goal in the league. That was fantastic craft from the young man, Darcy Wilson. We've heard he's a good runner. Haven't had to really see too much of it playing that small forward role so far in this game, but, yeah, that was elite from him.
As the ball's in dispute on the outer wing, Marshall couldn't get boot to ball. Higgins almost had a fresh airy. And here is Marshall, just jams it forward. Chaos ball up to the 50. Ricochets to Owens. Here's Liam Henry for his first goal for the Saints. They're going to check if it shaved the post. There's been five posters tonight all up.
Sam, clear away.
But we'll head upstairs and see if this one collected a piece of the padding. Walk us through it, Kate.
Watching it live, I reckon it did deviate after it went past the post. So I think it hit the post.
Please check if the ball hit the post.
And he doesn't look confident, Henry. They've got all the momentum here, and this review almost sucks a bit of energy out of the Saints. As we watch it here, talk us through it. It's clearly hit the padding.
Not sure how he didn't see that. He's literally right there watching it, and it's changed direction by about 90 degrees.
It's gone sideways.
Kate is not big on the review, are
you? Oh, look, I know that, but when it's like that, he's literally, it really hit him in the face because it's come off the post. But he's not sure.
When I retire, I want to be a goal umpire. I can't wait, Sarah.
Goal umpire's fraternity.
Red Zed leading stats. Few good numbers for St Kilda, though, particularly in the last 10 minutes. Their pressure factor up to 196. It was hovering around that 200 mark. Double the contested possession as well. 14-7 their favour.
Nathan Meldrum there. 10 points to lead to the Cats. Last 20 seconds of the third quarter. And it's on the wing outer side. Quick clearance will it be for St Kilda. Windhager got it to Liam Henry. Passed out a 20-metre hand pass to Jack Steele. Oh, Henry went again. Just sprinted straight into it. Hand pass to Higgins. Hand pass off to Philippou. Short ball to Membry and he marks. But he's 70 from home. Wheels around. Siren beats him. No score. And it's three-quarter time here at GM HBA Stadium. The game still well and truly in the balance. The Cats lead by 10 points. 6-13-49, 5-9-39 the Saints.
Fareem Hot Water and McDonald's.
Triple M Rock Footy.
Shut up! The footy's on Triple M!
This is Triple M Footy's mini match of the round. Now, get ready for the fourth quarter.
Yeah, head down the boundary quickly one more time for Bob Jones Seymour. Speaking of Roberts.
Stengel's the one. He's been subbed out. He cramped in both calves. They took him off. He hasn't been able to get going. So the number 18 is out. Manor gets his chance.
Don't forget, build tough for Aussie conditions when it comes to water heating. Ask your plumber to install a ream. Here's the people's caller, Barry Denner.
Thank you, Big Tim. For McDonald's and Ream Hot Water, Triple M Rocks Footy. 10-point lead to the Cats to start the term. And they go to the Reg Hickey stand that are right about broadcast position. First clearance their way to the Saints with a kick towards half forward. Big leap, King in front of the pack. Oh, it spills to Henry off hands. He didn't go for goal. He pulled the kick into the square to Higgins. Punched away. Memory's got it. Has a snap. Has he got it? He has. Perfect start for St Kilda. Memory's got three. And we got a four-point ball game. Geelong, 6-13-49. Saints, 6-9-45 on the Triple M Titanium Caravan scoreboard.
That's exactly why St Kilda brought Liam Henry in. He was at the feet of Max King, took the ball off him. Max King had the opportunity to take a second grab mark, and Henry was flying through, no opponent on him, and just a great little chip kick over.
And another small forward that had a huge hand in that. He won't get a stat for it, but Jack Higgins was out of position. The ball went to Max Holmes' advantage. He did everything he possibly could to get that to ground, which is why Tim Membry ended up kicking the goal. So take a bow, Jack Higgins. Not always easy when you're behind your opponent to be able to bring the ball to ground like he did.
Down the line, Stanley. Myers at the spill. Loopy amble for Ollie Henry. Was held up for a moment. And then the ball came out. The man on debut, Manor, got boot to ball. Dempsey puts it back to the hot spot. And Tui pulls down the mark, 30 metres out, directly in front to the players' stand-in.
Mason Wood had a bit of a fresh airy there. He needed to take body there. Those situations where, as a defender, you're out of position, but you need to go through the player. If all you do is make contact with them body on body, it won't be a free kick, but he just let him have a clean jump at the footy and took an uncontested mark, really, in the end.
Their last major, Geelong, came at the 24-minute mark of the second term through Dempsey. This one to stop the rot and get the margin out to 7. The Cats break away through Tui. 7 goals, 13-55. The Saints 6-12-48. Looks into the spine for a moment. Instead, he's just going to load up on the right boot. He sends it into a big nest. Henry! The young man rising high, 30 metres out, directly in front. And this to get the margin out to 15 points.
Well, two marks in a row where they should have been set up as forwards for St Kilda. Just slow to react. Their defenders have been able to intercept the ball in that sort of centre mid spot, part of the ground, and just repel straight back inside forward 50.
Hey, Brad.
So third in the goal kicking. He's cramping up here. He's had a big quarter.
He did get a big tomahawk just to try and stretch his calves there.
Tomahawk just wanted a cheap handball, I think.
For his first major for the Knights. Threads it home. Cats extend their lead. They're 8-15-63. The Saints 6-12-48 with a bit of work to do on the Triple M Titanium Caravan scoreboard.
Well, that was the story of the night again. It's been hard for goals to come by, but it was a great deep entry from Geelong that Ollie Henry, not having an opponent on him, just allowed him to take that run up into a pack mark. Again, arguably uncontested, but he just had about 5 metres around him just to run and launch at the ball. A great finish in front of goal.
Great Z Lending stats. All Geelong as far as territory goes as well. They're now plus 21 inside 50. They've had the last six of the game, all of them since St Kilda's last score, and they're converting as well this time. Those six entries have led to two goals too.
Good sides lift under pressure, don't they? For McDonald's and Ream Hot Water, Triple M Rocks Footy, the Cats have lifted here. 15 points their lead. Windhager tracks it from the bounce. Had to run backwards and Blitzarf pushed him off it. Grabbed the footy. Another entry. Hawkins got the sit here. Big Tommy had the sit. It was a one-on-one. And he used his strength. He's a big man. And he marks his 15 out on a 45-degree angle.
Just always had the sit there. The ball came in deep and he was owning the back space. So it went straight to him.
Turns and kicks the goal. Tomahawk has got a goal. And the record is... Yeah, won't quite get there.
Nah, it's ruined one of my stats there, Baz.
9-15. 69 now, Geelong. 6-12-48, the Saints. 18 into the final term. Triple M Titanium Caravan scoreboard.
Hasn't looked like his sort of, I guess, dominant self tonight, the Tomahawk. I would say, what is it, just the 9 disposals, I think, now with the 1 goal. A couple of times he could have taken some grabs to have a shot on goal, but just looks sort of half a step off tonight. But being the champion he is, the moment that he gets the chance to kick his goal, he takes it.
Still spots a player on the outer side on his own. It is young Wilson, and he marks and runs. He's kicked to the pocket of Henry. He flies, didn't mark, brings it to the ground, run into O'Connor. Higgins sweeps on it. He's going to have a crack. Stuff it, he said, I'll have a go. He's put it across the face, but it's a mark inside between the goal and point post. And it might be Sharman, it is. So he's right on the boundary line. He's only 10 metres out. You'll run around and hook it back. The clock says 4 minutes of game time left. 19 points Geelong's lead. Still hanging on to the footy. Runs around now. Has a snap. Has he got it? He has. Saints get a little sniff. 13 points to Geelong lead, 24 final term.
We'll put that down to that beautiful kick back through the middle of the ground from Naziah Wanganeen-Millerer to Jack Steele. Got it in the centre of the ground, then shifted it open side, which just moved the whole Geelong defence. Liam Henry was the one he was looking for. Nearly got up and took the grab, and then the smalls of the Saints just did the rest, but they just need to keep looking for those kicks now. Back in board. Make Geelong defend the whole ground. Stop just letting them defend this little skinny pocket here.
Marshall down to Steele. They're going to get the clearance. It's a low flat ball in the direction of King.
Hello.
And he's going to get a free kick.
Hello, big fella.
Against the coning. And as mentioned moments ago, he's kicked 1 goal, 4 for the Knights. This to get it back to 7 points.
Sarah's given him a clip about his goal kicking, so what can he do? Go back, he's kicked 1-4 for the evening. None more important than this one.
He's on the runway. If his side ever needed him, it was right now. From 48, leans back.
Oh,
and he's got the job done. King gets his second. The margin back to 7 points with 3:10 on the clock.
Ooh.
Well, that makes it interesting now, particularly if they go straight back to the centre and win the clearance like they did just then. This just shows, well, this next centre clearance is absolutely the most important of the game. The one player I'd be standing very close to if I was a St Kilda player would be Patrick Dangerfield. In these occasions, he's always the one that gets on the fly and gets the all-important centre clearance for the Cats. What can they do here?
And for Saints, we've got Steele, Crouch and Liam Henry again in the centre bounce.
They build their way forward. They trail by 7. 2:20 on the clock. Ball off hands. Higgins out the back. He looks inside 50. King! He's got players leaking forward everywhere. Out the back. The mark taken. 15 metres out on a 45-degree angle.
1 metre. 1 metre. Play on.
The young man on debut, Wilson.
All clear.
Snaps the goal. And we're back to one solitary point here at GMHBA Stadium.
I don't know what Lance Collard's done to Max King, but he needs to apologise for something because that's the third time tonight he's just absolutely cooked him. Collard was out. I know it ended in a goal, but, geez, he doesn't like him, I don't think. There's beef there.
He'll be going home flat tonight.
Well, he hasn't touched the ball, Baz.
No. 1 point ball game. The time clock, the all-important time clock, is the game time left.
Plenty of time, Baz.
1 minute, 40 seconds, Kate. And as you say, that is a lifetime in footy. It's Marshall down to Henry. He's tackled and lost it. Stanley kicked it off the ground, the half forward. Myers kicks it inside forward 50. Cameron on hands and knees. Duncan to close. Dropped the footy, ran without it. Hand pass back to Cameron, tackle. Punch forward by Atkins. Matt has got it. The Lions kick smothered again. And the Saints have got to try and repel it fullback. Quick kick comes out of the pack, but it's marked at half forward. Running back with a fly to the footy. And it's marked by the skipper Dangerfield. And he's got it 49 out on a better than 45 degree angle.
How was that smother? I think it was Cordy, was it? Last line defence just got up, smothered the ball from Manor. That was definitely going through for a match-winning goal, but now
left his opponent in the goal square too. And again, shoo-in goal if he did not do that.
How important the kick. With 1 minute left on the clock, he knows if it's a point, the Saints will try and rush it to the other end of the ground. So a goal imperative here. The skipper's got it in his hand. It's 52 out. He loads up. It's long. I think he's got it. He has. He snuck it home by half a metre. And that's why he's one of the greats of our game.
Brilliant.
Paddy Dangerfield stands up tall. And the cats around their skip.
That's it.
That is just magnificent. 7 points up Geelong with 35 seconds left on the clock.
As he bombs it long back inside 50, the fly from Stanley. Ground level Manor. It's a vacant goal square. It's tumbling. It's tumbling. And getting back at the 11th hour and rushing it through the Saints defence. So with 7 left on the clock.
Long kick into the centre and it's all over. Geelong have hung on. The Cats have done it. And the unveiling of the Joel Selwood stand. They've won it by 8 points. 10-16-76. 8-14-68 the Saints.
Catch Triple M Footy's mini match of the round every Monday. And get everything else from Triple M Footy by downloading the Listener app. For Ream Hot Water and McDonald's.